With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
You have been very busy this last week, Anthony.
Not more than usual. I just went about six times to the theater per week. That's pretty usual.
There are only 7 nights in a week.
Matinees. You're forgetting the matinees.
There you go.
But in England, you can usually do 11. Plus, you can get a 10 a.m. puppet show or something. I think that the difference is that a lot of it was in Buffalo this time. Just a full week of Buffalo. Things are very busy right now.
No travel time, and no puppet shows, but we do have a circus.
This I kind of love. John Kennedy Kane, who's from Buffalo, is the ringmaster for Big Apple Circus, a circus out of New York City. And they're doing, you know the way they do those live from the Met, live broadcasts mm-hmm. from the National Theatre of Great Britain? Tomorrow at 12:30, live broadcast of the Big Apple Circus with Buffalo's own John Kennedy Kane as the ringmaster. This is a wonderful circus, and you can see it at the Regal Cinemas and other cinemas around the region. You know, what is it? They say check your local listings.
That's the phrase.
And you can see the live broadcast of the circus with John, whom close friends call Cirque, from his boyhood obsession with the circus.
Well, it'd be nice if they sold peanuts at the movie theater, but I think we'll have to just sit there with our popcorn and go to the circus.
Or Jordan almonds.
Now, on a much more serious note, let's talk about where you've been this week. We mentioned last week 2 plays involving young girls who tell big lies that cause big problems, The Crucible and The Children's Hour.
Oh, I saw them both, you know, the palms sweating. At The Crucible, which is at American Repertory Theater, which performs in the basement of Church of the Ascension, right at the beginning of Linwood Avenue. Lisa Vetrano and Thomas Licuza, fabulous as the Proctors. Steve Brockman, a beautifully controlled performance as the Reverend Hale. What a great play. And it's always interesting to see the Children's Hour, a spirited, committed production of The Children's Hour. I'm kind of bemused that this is being promoted as a kind of a gay rights piece, because it was never really that. It is a great melodrama by the great Lillian Hellman, and it is getting a vigorous outing at the New Phoenix Theater from Buffalo Public Theater.
There have been a number of artworks with a post 9/11 sensibility, and the play End Days over at Manny Fried has yet another take.
Deborah Zoe Laufer play. This was the delightful surprise of my week. What a wonderful play. It is a comedy, albeit a comedy on a serious subject. It is a family that has gone into a spiral after 9/11. And the mother of this Jewish family has found Jesus. Not only has she found Jesus, but he follows her around their home and advises her as she is helping people be saved before the Day of Judgment. And the family has had it with her. Father is almost comatose, and this is all a delusion. But she sees him, and so do we. Eventually, what happens is she believes that the day is going to be Wednesday. This is the last day of the world. And they convince her, okay, Mother, we will stay up and pray with you. But if the world does not end, this must end. And it's a very sweet play. It's also comical because it's from the high school. She thinks she's saving him for Christ, but he keeps wanting to practice his Torah portion for the family. Little cultural conflicts like this. Brilliant performance by Wendy Hall in the central role.
On a much lighter note, out at Musical Fair, Ain't Misbehavin'.
Oh, very young, very charming cast. Musical direction by George Caldwell, who, boy, as Fats Waller's own piano playing segues into George, it's magical. He's a marvelous musician. Directed by Michael Wallin with just adorable choreography. I would have hoped at times for better diction, but you couldn't have hoped for a more lively production or a better time of this, one of the great all-time musical reviews, a musical either written by or recorded by the great Fats Waller.
And opening tonight, a laundry list, but let's just talk about 2 of the greatest American plays ever. And I always advise people, if there's a high school student in your life, a child or grandchild, take them to the theater for either Death of a Salesman or The Glass Menagerie, and you might create a love affair with theater that will last their lifetime.
Both plays involving adolescent angst in a family with dysfunction. But Death of a Salesman at Irish Classical Theater Company, first-rate cast with John Fredo and Ellen Horst, and The Glass Menagerie at the Lancaster Opera House with the divine Barbara Link LaRue and Adriano Gatto. And, of course, continuing at BUA at the Alleyway Theater, The Homosexuals.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.